second portion. Are you going to record it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I took my hand.
It's a blue heron.
Yes! The blue herons have been less consistent as they were before. It was like before they would always watch us and then go a little. So now I follow directions. Yeah. They weren't like guiding us down the river. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, what am I thinking about? Heron flight behavior. Patterns, yeah. Behavior. Yeah. Anyway.
Here we are.
Day 28.
Of Atlanta to the Atlantic.
I'm Sarah Kamsunda.
I'm Rachel Parrish.
And we are traveling for 42 days.
On the water that begins in Atlanta as the South River and flows...
into the Okmulgee.
And into the Altamaha.
And then out to the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean.
And so we're traveling those almost 500 miles.
Really more like 450, especially because there's been several cut-throughs. And I don't know. We're in debate. At least we could say 450 plus, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever.
We'll keep debating this. But yeah, it's a long trip, and we're on day 28, and we have 42 days, so we're getting there. We only have two more weeks.
We've had a big family time where James and the boys, Arlo and Eden, have been around, and Edgar's still with us here on the sandbar. Say hello, Edgar.
Hi.
Okay.
Edgar arrived last night.
I made a fire.
And he made a fire.
Smoky fire.
And he learned what s'mores were at the Food Lion about an hour outside of Savannah.
Yeah. I mean, he has had s'mores before, but it's just not ingrained in his body in the way that...
So we're having a, campfire time and a lovely time with people that we love.
Yeah.
So, yes, today the water is running pretty slowly. There's been a lot of wind. It's kind of wider.
And there's lots of different... I really today was noticing just how many textures there are. Lots
there
of the
are
boils,
a lot of textures,
lots of turns. So many different places where it's really shifting. It's like less... clear in a way what's happening. Like right now, look at how shimmery it is in the middle there.
There's been pretty epic sunsets last night, and then tonight, actually, like the golden hour twilight kind of time was just it was just like cinematic light. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, yesterday the sunset was probably the best sunset we've seen. Very pink sky. Today we left, but it's still nice.
It's behind us.
And we have a half moon up there. I was really looking, when I was swimming earlier, I was looking at the clouds and the moon and the birds flying overhead. And as I was floating on my back, it's pretty great feeling.
Yeah.
And
the kids really enjoyed it. They entertained us with a song and dance at the... stop off.
What's the song about?
Potato Head?
Some kind of tato head, cannibalistic tato, which is a potato chip man. they were at it for a long time with operatic versions and heavy metal versions, and it was quite entertaining.
Yeah, lovely siesta today at a great sandbar that would have been awesome to camp at. We've marked it in the map for future campers. There was a willow kind of right down by the water that was, gave a lot of shade, but then lots of sandbar around it. I feel like that would have been awesome. It's an awesome camp spot for somebody, for sure.
That's
about it. Yeah, what did we say? We did like...
14 miles.
14 miles. And then plus, 14 miles.
14 miles,
And it's actually kind of been a lot. A lot of days we've done 14 miles. That's interesting.
It felt like a lot today. It was hot. It's been hot, but it's still hot. So there's that. And the water's moving slower. Still has a good current. Even though it still has current, it's still moving slower.
One success of today was that the Garmin is back and working, which I'm happy about. It feels like Tom and Suzanne put so much work into that, but it's nice to...
It's really great to follow that.
Be able to have that with us again. Yeah. Thank you, Tom, Suzanne. Thank you, Kit, for helping us load those things and bringing your computer and... Yeah. Awesome.
And tomorrow we're looking forward to... seeing it being picked up by Scott Taylor.
and getting to Scott's place.
Getting off the river and taking a shower. I'm very much looking forward to that. For sure.
Yes.
Anything else to add? It's kind of low news day.
I know.
But that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, I will say one more thing that I feel like I'm noticing here, the sections that are clear cut and a lot of like younger trees on the water, it seems like we've gotten out of the like big majestic cypress situations, and I sense the cutting that's happened.
There's also a different wave boat salute culture around Hazelhurst, where we are, where we came through, than we've seen elsewhere. There's a slowness to wave, slowness to salute from the boaters. Mm. That's a notable difference from further upstream.
Did we talk to anyone today?
At the landing, very briefly. But again, I think we were hot and tired, so we didn't really engage that many people, you know? Like, I mean, we weren't... I'd say I didn't perceive us as being particularly engaging.
No. I had a quick conversation with a fisherman on the way.
I had a conversation with a dad and his kids.
Yeah. But it was brief,
yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like, sign our boats. Dude, let me tell you about this.
We saw people at the landing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, I guess we did. Yes, I remember. Mm-hmm. You took that conversation.
They were really nice.
But, happy to have Edgar here. We're speaking Dutch. The live stream, I was like, today, I feel like the live stream heard a lot of Dutch.
Oh, right.
Which is kind of fun for the Dutch audience.
Yep.
You know? Hopefully other folks weren't annoyed. Or maybe they found it interesting. Anyway.
That's it.
Good night. See you tomorrow.